The blizzard of 2026 really came out with a bang. It certainly did. In fact, it prompted a lot of school districts to close a second day in a row today. But I was very pleasantly surprised leaving my house at about 3:30 this morning. I was blown away with the secondary roadways, even the parking lots, and how unbelievable I think the work was and how much was done by our Department of Transportation. And Josh Morgan is back with us a final time just to talk about the blizzard, not a final time on the show, unless he's going to tell us he's retiring, which, you know, you have every right, Josh, after that storm, because let me tell you, it sounded like this was a real 48 plus hour effort by your team, which I believe is still going today. But welcome back to the show. And thank you so much for keeping us posted throughout the blizzard. What can you, first of all, tell us, how many people were deployed during the duration of this storm?
Yeah, good morning, Melissa, and thanks for not canceling me. I'm always happy to join you to talk snow and everything else transportation related. Our crews yesterday were fully activated, so we're talking 650 pieces of equipment, more than 900 drivers. We had about 200 contractors helping us out. They stayed on through the day into the overnight hours. We did cycle some crews off overnight so they could get some rest. But we're back at it at full force today. All of our trucks and drivers are out. They're continuing to clear shoulders, ramps, parking lots, some of those secondary roads. So snow removal operations are going to continue today and probably well into the rest of this week.
But let's talk about, Josh, what led up to this storm, because it sort of was a blessing in disguise, not to put words in your mouth. But what I learned from you yesterday was that there was prepping kind of going on the days leading up to Sunday, correct? You guys were kind of prepping the roads for different weather events that had gone on?
Yeah, I mean, we're in winter weather mode, so we respond whether it's, a dusting, an inch of snow, or 2 feet of snow, like we saw yesterday. So it's been very active, this weather. I think yesterday, this current storm, I think, is our 10th or 11th storm. In recent years, there's been, three or four. So we had lots of activations, lots of crews out there. And so they're out there. Obviously, we're going to keep an eye on what's coming, tomorrow. Looks like there's going to be some more snow in the forecast. But this is what we do. We're in winter weather mode, and we're going to respond, treat those roadways, clear that snow so people can get to where they need to go safely.
Josh, how are we doing with material at this point? Because this has been probably the most active winter weather we've had in Connecticut for years. Our chief meteorologist telling us yesterday's blizzard was the first time we've had a blizzard like this in 13 years. A few weeks prior to that, we had more snow than we have seen in well over a decade in just one event. We've had the stretch of the frigid cold temperatures, which if you add that with freezing rain and, like you said, a dusting, we've needed, I would imagine, more material than we have in recent years to take care of our roadways. But how are we doing at this point, since we're not even into March just yet?
Yeah, no, we are okay. We did have to buy more salt just because of how busy this winter has been. But we're in good shape to handle the rest of this cleanup, whatever happens this week or through the rest of the winter. We're in good shape. And, some of those stats, the most snow in, 13 years and, most snow, these last two storms, really dumping on Connecticut. And, I blame our Bureau Chief of Highway Operations, Paul Rizzo. He's been with ConDOT for 40 years. He's retiring in about 3 weeks. So this is really his fault. And I make sure I tell him that every time I talk to him.
I love that. You got to shame people.
Retiring, it's snowing.
Someone's,
because he kept saying, we got to have one more. We got to have one big one before I go. These winters have been too quiet. I got to have one big one. Okay, Paul.
Thanks. Okay, Paul. Well, you got your wish multiple times, and I don't even believe it's over yet. So you're right. Okay, we'll jump on that bandwagon. We'll blame him.
Thank you.
But yeah, no problem. Listen, Josh, I'm here for you. It's not just you here for me. It's a two-way street, my guy. I got you. No problem at all. Thank you for letting me know, because I've been blaming Mother Nature this entire time, but you're saying it's on your side that this is happening.
Yes, Paul.
Okay.
It's all Paul's fault.
Paul, got it. Well, we will send the emails to him. Do not, those of you at home who are actually mad about the snow, start inundating this poor man. Do not do that. So we've got Josh Morgan here, because they will, from the Department of Transportation. So, Josh, we know that we are expecting more snow this week. Maybe not to the extent of the the blizzard and to what we saw a few weeks back. But the snow doesn't seem to be over even just this week. So we feel like we are well equipped. We are ready to go. That's good news. Where does the snow go, though, at this point? I got to be honest, Josh. The mounds are getting bigger and bigger and taller and taller. And I'm wondering, at what point do we just, you know, where do we put the snow? Like, I'm wondering if we've gotten to that point, or are we still in good shape where enough of the last storm melted that we had room for this storm? Like, is that a concern or something you've got to talk to drivers about?
Yeah, no, things have been melting down. Looks like the forecast is going to warm up after tomorrow into the weekend. We do have lots of state property, you know, either at our garages, or we have, you know, open space where we can pile up and dump some of that snow. The Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection sent out a notice granting waivers to municipalities, business owners, and to expand where they can potentially dump material. So they are going to allow for the dumping of snow if needed into some of the waterways. So they are expanding that authority that's from the deep side. But, you know, we have lots of property. Really, what we're going to do is, you know, push it off the road where we can and get it onto state property. In those areas where we have elevated bridges, thinking of the cities, areas where we don't have, you know, bridges over rail tracks, you know, we'll go in there and we'll take loaders, we'll scoop it up, we'll put it in the back of some of our big trucks, and we'll haul it away and put it on combat property. So, yeah, we're going to be okay, and we're going to be working hard today, well into the week. So just make sure you're giving our crews, when people are out there, the space and time they need to get their job done.
And I'm waiting for updated numbers, Josh, from Connecticut State Police. But my understanding is they were quite busy yesterday. There was a report that came out looking at from Sunday at noon until about the same time frame yesterday. Troopers responded to over 80 crashes, thankfully the majority of them with no injuries, and a lot of motorist assists. So people who were stuck, over 300 motorists that just got stuck, essentially, and more than 1,000 calls for service, and a lot of times because people got stuck. I guess the big takeaway here, and I know that there was a ban in effect that has been lifted since, but there was a ban in effect for all commercial vehicles, so the massive tankers and trucks and things like that. But did we do better than we have previously with people staying off the roadways, or are we still kind of seeing that challenge when we have storms like the one we just had this week with the blizzard?
Yeah, no, there were people out and about yesterday, and, you know, I'll be optimistic that those were essential workers, essential travel, people that were you know, not going out just because they felt like they wanted to take a joyride in a blizzard. So I'll put that optimism hat on. But yeah, no, people, there were a lot of single car crashes, spin outs, things that we put up on the ComDOT social media pages, just reminding people that, you know, it's not just yourself. If your car slides off the road and goes into the median, you're stuck in the snow. That means you're in danger. That means the troopers, the tow operators, the ComDOT crews, the people who are responding to help, they're also being put into danger. So, again, want to think that everyone who was out yesterday was there for a good reason, for essential travel and essential services. But by and large, I think people heeded the message. They took the storm seriously. They stayed home. They stayed off the roads. And we're going to continue to urge people to use caution this week as they're heading out, as they're waking up this morning and going to appointments, getting back to work. Maybe your students have a delay, or maybe they will be in school today, depending on where you are in the state. We just want people to take it slow, take it easy, make sure they're paying attention. And really, because of how much snow we had, this is a problem even when we have just a little bit of snow, but you got to clean your car off. You know, make sure you're not just clearing a little porthole on your windshield and trying to peer out. You know, clear the windshield, the roof, the sides, every bit of snow, get it off your car. Because if you're driving on the highway and that flies off your roof, that's going to be basically a missile, and that's going to cause damage. That's going to cause a crash. So, again, think outside of yourself, think safety, and make sure that your car is completely cleared before you head out onto the road this morning.
I'm really glad you mentioned that, Josh. That was actually going to be my final point, which was the ice missile law that we have on the books here. It is illegal, by the way, if you don't clear off your car and somebody catches you having snow and ice fly off. But if you were, because I know I was in this situation, if you had your car outside while the snow was falling and you have not uncovered the top of your car, let me tell you, the snow that was left on top of my car from yesterday, and I have a garage. I went into my garage this morning at 3:30 and there were still pieces of the snow left. And I manually got up on the top of my car and took them off because they had hardened at this point. And I thought there was enough accumulation and coldness for it to stay on top of the car. And I thought if this flies off and hits somebody, first of all, it's illegal, but also it will crack a windshield. This is not soft snow at this point. So if you have not taken the snow off your car since yesterday, it has probably hardened. I mean, granted, you're breaking the law, but on top of it, you will probably cause damage or could cause a spin out because it's frightening. I have been hit by this before, and it's very frightening when it happens.
Yeah, this isn't light, fluffy, powdery snow that's just going to be kind of misting out on the highway. These are boulders. These things, if it flies off your car, it's going to hurt somebody. It can get some, cause a crash, cause some damage. We don't want to see that on our roadway. This is completely preventable. So again, clean off your cars, and then when you're out there, just take it slow, take it easy. Make sure you're putting your phone away so you can stay alert on the roadway. Lots of plow crews are going to be out there from the state side. I know our counterparts on the town and city side are going to be out there clearing those local roads as well. So there'll be a lot of activity. Not a normal commute today by any means.
Yeah, absolutely. Josh Morgan, thank you for the continued work that you do for the Department of Transportation and for keeping us up to date throughout the blizzard and beyond. We so appreciate you. And probably the next time we talk to you will just be your regular scheduled programming. So I look forward to it. But maybe not. We have more weather on the way, so who knows?
Yeah, we'll see. But from your list, we'll keep our fingers crossed. We'll say, hey, but we're ready to go no matter what Mother Nature has to offer. Thanks for having me.
Of course, Josh. Always appreciate you. Josh Morgan, Department of Transportation, right here on WICC.